I'll be finishing up Stam Vayesh. So I gave you guys out this chart, which I tried to put together to summarize everything that we've been doing, because it gets a little bit complicated, and I did it in three different versions. At the top, you have the table with including both when the Yesh Omrim is L'Chumra and when the Yesh Omrim is L'Kula, with all the different shitot broken down. And then for ease of reference, to have, when the Yesh Omrim is L'Chumra separate, when the Yesh Omrim is L'Kula separate, to sort of squeeze it all together. So we can look at it quickly before we go weiter. But to look at the bottom two charts, you can see that basically, again, we always have the two shitot of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Binyan Tzion, who paskin like the Yesh Omrim. Those are basically Nidcha Mehalacha. And then you have the breakdown into four different, it should really be three different shitot, but because you have poskim who didn't tell you exactly what they hold, it becomes five. But what are the three different shitot which are logically possible if the stam is the ikar? Either the stam, let's say, when the yeshom is the chumri, either the stam is, we pass the stam, we're not machmir the yeshom at all. And that you can see stam legamre, you have the marit, the bach, and the ramami panu, and the shach are the big ones, and that's how Rav Avadia holds, and that's what the Moroccan minig is also, the North African minig. Then you have those who say we have to be choshesh for the Yesh Omrim on some level. Some say we have to be choshesh for the Yesh Omrim unless there's a hefsed meruba. That's the most machmir shita. That's the shita of the chida from the halachas ketanos, and that's the mahal of the Ben Ish Chai and the people who follow the Zivchei Tzedek, and the Kaf HaChaim and so on and so forth. Right? That we can only be maker like the stam when there's a hefsed meruba. And then you have this middle shita, which for sure the Kaf HaChaim holds, the Shulchan Aruch held. Kaf HaChaim himself holds the halacha that unless there's a hefsed meruba, you have to be machmir like the Yesh Omrim. But the Kaf HaChaim interprets the Shulchan Aruch himself as holding that it's a chumra lechatchila. That the Yesh Omrim, you should try to be machmir lechatchila when you can. But anytime there's a hefsed, even a hefsed mu'at, you could be makel. I'm pretty certain that's the way to read the Kaf HaChaim. We looked at it last time. And I think that's the way to read the chida also, but I think the Kaf HaChaim read the Chidah that way, although Rabbi Shabtai is going to tell me that he thinks that the Kaf HaChaim reached that conclusion on the basis of a number of Mekorot, but not necessarily that's the way that he thought the Chidah held. But either way, that's what the Kaf HaChaim thinks the Shulchan Aruch holds. In other words, the middle stage. We should try to be machmer for the Yesh Omrim when we can, but if it's a hefsed, even a hefsed muat, we could drop the chumrah. All right? On the other end, when the Yesh Omrim is a kula, when can we rely on the Yesh Omrim to be makel? So here, you have a lot of shita. Basically, you have four different shitot, right? One is that we never rely on the Yesh Omrim. Others rely on the Yesh Omrim, have some ruba on a derabanan. All right? So that's the Shach, and Rav Avadia goes with that in one tshuva. On a hefsed ruba, on a derabanan, you can rely on the Yesh Omrim. That's the sheet of the Shach. And then, those who say you can be mekel, but only behefsed meruba, right? But you can be mekel even on a deraita. That's the pre-chadosh that we saw together. Matz Binyamin, Kesed Gadol. This is a very heavy sheet of Rav Avadia. Is mitzarefit as a sniff, lahakel. That's in tshuva, in Yabi Omer Chalik Dalet, or Chaim Simon Tet, right? He throws that in, that there's a very serious shita in the poskim to rely on the Yesh Omrim, even on Deraita. But Rav Avadia himself is only fully comfortable when it's a Derabban, based on the Shach. And then there's the Chida, which seems to be that we never rely on the Yesh Omrim at all. You could read the... And again, he doesn't talk specifically about derabanans, but you could read it as even in the case of derabanans. So this is, as you can see, the issue is not as simple as sometimes it appears to be from reading the Yabia Omer, and there are a range of shitot. And we're going to see on any given issue, every time we come to a machloket in Shulchan Aruch, Stam V'Yesh Omrim, then you can refer to your table, and you'll see that basically in most cases the poskim line up according to their general stated positions, and you can paskin accordingly. Okay. Now, that clear? Now, what exceptions are there to the rule of Stam V'Yeshom? That's what we want to do today, and then to finish up our topic of Chivat Kaf, right? What are the exceptions? So, the most obvious exception is the case when I can prove that the Shulchan Aruch didn't hold that way, right? So that is said, the Primi Gadim in his Hakdama stakes out that Shita. Let's see it. I think we have it here inside. I'm not sure, but I think we do. That we don't have inside, but we have it from the Shiari Knesset Gedola. Let's see if we have that here. That's right after the Abi Omer's in the big packet with Springers of the Marit. You have the Shiari Knesset Gedola. That's the Knesset Gedola's, you know, extra bits and pieces that he didn't include in the original Sefer. And he has Klali Apsak. So if you look at Oat, I guess Ted Zion, but here he has his Yudvav, right? So looks like this, right? Shiari Knesset Gedola after the Abi Omer's, towards the end of the packet. We're nearing our conclusion, right? He says, right? At the end of Yud Vav, he says, "V'katavti b'tshuva chelak arachaim simin kuf mem tet." I tried to find this tshuva. It's not in the Bayi Chai, and it's not in the Tshuva Knesset Gedola. So, if anyone knows of another tshuva sefer of the Knesset Gedola, I searched online. I couldn't discover any other sefer on Otzer Chochma. But he says, "I wrote in a tshuva in chelak arachaim v'kshesh hochacha b'posik shadat ulifsog yeshomrim and klal ze'omer." So if we can prove that the Shulchan Aruch held like the Yeshomrim, so this Kaltas Baibay, it's kind of obvious, really, and the post can do this all the time, try to prove from other places what the Shulchan Aruch held. Okay, that's kind of an obvious... Right, 100%. That one of Bavadia's things he says there, he tries to show that, because later on, by Shia, the Mechaber seems to pass in like Hananiah. So then that's how we should pass in there. True. Exactly. This is the standard thing. But again, it's always difficult, as we're going to see in our Tchivat Kaf thing, it's difficult to prove things, but you could try. Then you have the next Sivkat in the Knesset Gedola, Yud Zayin, where he says, take a look here, he says, Odegav Sivkat Knesset Gedola, Chalak Arachayim, Simen Reis Samachet Madur Shnia, Kshaposik Kolol Ba Dvarim Acherim, Kula alma modu de en klal ze amr. What does that mean? That's the classic case that someone was just telling me that in Hilchos Chanukah there's such a thing where can you have a katan light the menorah? So I think he says cheresh shotev a katan can't light it. V'yesh omrim that a katan can light it. So if you'd ask me, that's a classic stam v'yesh omrim. Stam the katan can't light it. Yesh omrim the katan can light it. He means to pask in what that the katan cannot light it. The Knesset Gedola here has this idea that if he was kolel dvarim acherim, if the stam includes a list of other halachas together with this halacha, so then, and then he quotes Yeshomrim that contradicts one of the details, then he maybe means to paskin, then he means to paskin like the Yeshomrim, and it's as if he didn't say that halacha in the stam at all. He just included it as part of a list. This is very much not the accepted view. The Knesset Gedola is more or less a da'at yachid on that, although again, nobody's a da'at yachid in the Abi Omer, because anything that somebody has said, somebody else repeated it. But from the my impression is that from the bigger poskim on the list, although that's laniu da'ati ba'alma, this is not something that we necessarily rely on. What's more accepted is if the stam only includes the psak by implication, right? Stam she'enu mefurish, right? So if in the stam, he basically implied that the halacha was a certain way by not specifying that it wasn't, and then he says, oh, Yeshomrim contradicts that, so that already the Prima Gadim in the Hakdama brings a machloket on this issue, right? If you look in the Prima Gadim in the Hakdama, he quotes that the Shach and the Orach Mishor seem to understand that's also considered Stam V'yesh, right? The Shach in Simon Samech Tet by Inichos Trefus, right? The famous Shach, right? And the Minchas Yaakov and Rabbi Kiveger disagree with that. The Minchas Yaakov and Rabbi Kiveger think that when it's a Stam She'eino Mefurish, right? So then the Halach is like the Yesh Omrim, and And if you look in the Tara to buy it, right, Rav Avadya brings down this machloket, and Tara to buy it, Chelek Aleph, Siman Chet Siv Dalet. It's in the Mishmeret Tara on Amud Shin Ayin Chet. We actually have it, we're going to look at it for other reasons a little bit later. If you flip a little bit forward, you can see the machloket in Amud Shin Ayin Chet in the Tara to buy it. If you flip a little forward, Rav Avadya brings down the machloket. In the Mishmeret Tara, he says, Mikol Makom, the third line from the top of the Mishmeret Tara, the Rav Avadya's sefer on Hilchos Nida, Mikol Makom Nirish Yesh Lahachmir B'Davar She'em Nimtzu Al Besar Mitzdar from the Shirk Gris Road. That's the Shiloh. We're going to come back to this Shiloh, right? If she has little ketamim on her on the basar on the Besar Shalisha, right? Are we mitzar of them the shir kigrisvod? So he says we should, even though it's stam is lakula and yeshomrim lachumra. He says we should be machmer like the yeshomrim. Zod bishrashikav to choose base David, which is again coming off this shari knesta gadola. Da the kaimlan shalach kestam maran shalach neged yeshomrim zeh rak shekadav bistam behedia hadavar shecholkim alav. Avalim tapas kedina shas bistam v'acharkach yeshomrim da to lipsok ke yeshomrim. Right? And see the prima god that we mentioned before. Hachanami, therefore, he says, practically. If you look in the footnote, he points out that this is not muskim, according to everybody. Right? If you look in the third line in the footnote, Ulam shar chronim sham mem erach shulchan rav beit ha-shoiva ve'evriu divrei beit David v'chalku alav. Right? Upasku sham shalach kistam. So Rav Avadya is not willing to go with this svara alone, but he includes it. So in other words, yeah.
And he says there, it's a machlokas rishonim. So, I mean, it's not just like a...
We pass it like the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch quoted the halacha from the Gemara Bistam and didn't introduce the chiluk, and then he introduces the chiluk in the Yeshomer. So does that mean that it's a stam v'yesh, because stam that there's no chiluk, and Yeshomer that there is a chiluk? Or no, because he didn't include, because he's just quoting the Lashon HaShas, and the lack of a chiluk is by implication, should be passed like the, we should pass like the Yeshomrim. So Rav Avadya is not, he's not willing to go with it alone, but it's a consideration that he brings in. And you can see the machloket in the Akdam of the Prima Gadim. I didn't Xerox it for you here. Okay. Now, the bigger issue, and this really cuts to the heart of the idea of Stam Yeshomrim, is the exception that we're going to see now. So let's take a look in the Bach on page Siman Reish Samachet. This is important. Let's take a look at Siman Reish Samachet in Or HaChaim. Yeah, still in the big packet. You can look on with somebody else if you have. If it has an extra big packet to share, that would be of course nice. But, okay. So. And actually, before we see the Bach. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shaila here is as follows. If a person, this happens unfortunately frequently, if a person begins to daven Tfilah Shel Chol on Shabbos, halacha is, you finish the Bracha Shel Chol, and then you go back to the Tfilah Shabbos. What about by Musaf? So by Musaf, there is no parallel Tfilah Musaf Shel Chol. So therefore, as Machlokas Rambam Ravid, right? Do you stop the tefillah? Do you stop the bracha, the atachon, and you stop that straight away, and then not finish it and go straight to the musaf tikanta, or do you continue even in musaf? That's a machlokas rishonim. Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Reish Samechet in Or HaChaim. Everyone has it. This is the Shulchan Aruch Habayir. He says, Siv Bet Imta. You guys, everyone has the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch. Im tav hischil tefilas chol, gomer ota bracha shenizkar bashita omatchil shel Shabbos. Lo shna nizkar bebrikat atachon, lo shna nizkar bebracha achad mishar brachot. Now, ki, bein be'arvit, bein be'shachrit, musaf u'mincha. What's halacha by musaf? Same halacha by musaf. Yesh omrim, deve musaf posik afilu be'emtza bracha. Clear, right? Stam v'yesh omrim. So now, what's the problem? Let's take a look in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Reish Samechet. Flip back a page. He brings down the machloket. right? And on the second page of the Beit Yosef, right before the Shulchan Aruch, he says, Aval HaRambam, last line of the Beit Yosef, Aval HaRambam, Perek Yud, Melchot Tefila, Katav Devim Musaf, Posik Behemtza Bracha, Chedivrei Rav Rabbeinu Yona, Vechen Pasak Smag, Ve Hachi Naktinan. So in the Beit Yosef, he paskins clearly, right? Rabbi Shabbat is shaking his head. The Beit Yosef paskins clearly that we're posting Behemtza Bracha, but then in the Shulchan Aruch, he says the Stam is that we do continue the Bracha in the middle of Musaf. So you have two options. Either you can say that the Klalei HaPsak are wrong, right? Or there's some kind of exception here. There's some kind of exception for some reason. Or you can say he was Choser. So here, nobody wants to say he was Choser because it's so crystal clear on the Beit Yosef. Nobody wants to say he was Choser. That's why the Shari Knesset Gadolah, remember we saw, had his klal to answer this question. Why is it okay? Because he was Kolel Dvar Macherim. Arvit Shachrit Musaf U'Mincha. So therefore, we pass like the Yeshomer. Very, very dochak. Right? He said Musaf. It's not like what we said Stam Shein Mefurish. It's very dochak. So what does the Bach say? The Bach says, earth-shattering idea, which we've spent two chaburas talking about Stam Yeshomer. Now you read this Bach, and you're like, why did we waste our time? Take a look at the Bach. Masha Katav, etc. V'shulchan Aruch Katav Tchila, Kiloshan Rabbeinu, Ba'achar Katav Yesh Omrim, Devim Musaf Posik Afilu Behemtza Bracha. Right? V'neu D'datu D'naktin and Kedat Yesh Omrim, Shekatav Levasov. Right? Because he told you in the Beit Yosef, that's how he paskins. So now, don't forget, people think, oh, the Bach's Ashkenazi, he's not going to be into the Klal Epsak. The Bach was the guy who started the Klal of Stam Yesh Omrim. He was one of the first Achronim to say this idea. So he's very committed to this idea. So what's he going to say? He thinks we're passing like the Yesh Omrim. Why? Chada! Deika Safik Bracha Levatala. Safik Bracha Levatala. So therefore, now the Klal of Stam Yesh goes out the window. Bracha Levatala. It's a very chumradika thing. We pass the Yesh Omrim. The Ode. And this is where it gets even more interesting. The Ode. The Ode Shehem Rabim. Second reason why we pass the Yesh Omrim. Because the Yesh Omrim is the Rabim. Okay, so that's true. So Klal of Stam Yesh Omrim is not that helpful, because before you rely on the Stam, you must first find out that the Yesh Omrim is not the Rabbim, and you won't know that from reading the Shulchan Aruch. You'll only know that from reading the Beit Yosef, and perhaps, knowing the halacha from the Gemara and the Rishonim. And also, it's unclear, right? Here, the Beit Yosef helped us out because he told us in the Beit Yosef that he paskins like the Yesh Omrim. So according to the Bach, what we have here is a klal that basically you can only rely on Stam Yesh Omrim if you're a big Talmid Chacham and you know who's the Rabbim and who's the Miut. Right? So now, is there any other way to solve this problem? So we had the Sharik Nesdeglo, which is very dochak. Right? So take a look at the Mamre Mordechai. Right? The Mamre Mordechai tries to basically explain the Bach. And this is what's going to end up being accepted lehalacha. So the Marmar Mordechai, who was by the way also a Sephardi, even though he lived in France, but he was the Rav of the Sephardi Shul, right, in France. The Marmar Mordechai says on this halacha Siman Reish Samachet Siv Kadam Gimel, right. So he says he quotes the Bach, right. And the six, seven line downs from the top. Look, oh, Dvarav Tmurim, Shrei Kalal Gadol Misarun Gadolei Achronim Shigamevi Ashohar Beideot Svar Rishon Bistam Svar Shnei Bishem Yeshomrim Dato Ladina Kesvar Kamaita Shigamevi Bistam The Kalal Zem Muska Min Achronim Mitorto Shel Rava Bach Zal Gufei Lamadnu Right Lamadnu Shekhen Kavim Kuchus Achron Shelo Biyardes Shem Reish Mevet That We Saw Shadad Maran Zal Kedei Kamaita Shigamevi Shohar Bistam Omitzad Shu Dat Rabim Omitzad Shu Dat Gadolim Shetovus Sotu Bchazaka Etc. Can't go through chibur, become a comet, etc. So, right? So he says, "Shuv matzati la Rava Chabib." Rava Chabib, who's Rava Chabib? Zal b'shar knes b'shiyare. Who's that? That's the shar knes gedol. Chabib Chaim ben something ben Benisti.
Ah, yeah, knes
Yeah, the Rabbi Chaviv, Bishiyare, she cut about Dvei Rebach, Lechor Nirosh is a cholak al klal. It must be a dim Dvei Rechonim, and he rejects it. Ad Kan Lashonu. Pirus, the Eno Choser Etel Shabbos, El Gomro, the Bracha. Ksat Kash al Rav Zal Mipnei Malo Hiksha, Alabach Medidei Adidei, etc. Lachain, next paragraph. Nearly. The Masha Kata Varava Bach Zal, Kanjadat Shochnach Lifsoki Yeshomrim, Lab Miklala Itmar, Ela Katav Kain Mitoch Omek Ahalacha. Matayimim shehizkir diika suffik bracha veojhem rabim vav kam lo kadav asal be'alma shedad manzal kisvar rishonu shemei bistam elak shesh tam lo markein. Right, the Bach was careful. He said the Shulchan Aruch gave the stam like the stam because is dad rabim or dad gadol shetovus odem manzal bechazaka aval hacha leisa lechad miani taimei da yeshomrim hem rabim. Right? With these two, it's a Savik bracha. Etc. And so we have a gilu dat. But basically, what's the Maamar Mordechai saying? He's saying that the klali apsak apply. We know that if we can prove that the Shulchan Aruch held the other way, then the klali stamiyash doesn't apply. He's saying the Klal Stamiyash only applies when it makes sense that the Shulchan Aruch would have paskin that way. But if based on his own Klali Horah in the Hakdamah to the Beis Yosef that he's going to paskin like the majority opinion, it makes more sense that he would have paskin like the Yeshomrim. We should interpret what he wrote that he paskin like the Yeshomrim. So this basically,
So but why did the Shulchan Aruch write it as the Yeshomrim?
So,
or
let me. So he answers that question here. He says, it was 2 lines later. V'lo chashash kol kach b'shulchan aruch. Right? V'en zetzot ha'klal masu yadein, she'en klal zeh omur ela b'mokam sh'adav v'shokul d'lo yadein en kominayu svirle. As if it would not be obvious to any Talmud Chacham reading the Shulchan Aruch what the halach would be, so then the Shulchan Aruch, then the Rav Yosef Karo was medakdek to write it carefully such that it would be clear. But if it's obvious to anyone who knows the sugya what the halacha should be, so then he didn't really carefully decide whether it would be stam yesh exactly how he would arrange the halacha, because he relied on you, the reader, to know what the halacha would be based on his analysis in the Beit Yosef, presumably. Even if he wouldn't have said hachi naktinan, even if he wouldn't have said it, yeah. I mean, it's irresponsible of us to read the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the dinim. Correct. So therefore, this is perfectly.
But given that all over the place he writes it this way, it wouldn't have changed much to write this one in the same style, and then we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Yeah. So, if you would have asked me, right, I would have said this is very strange, and this should go along with the Tzemach Tzedek and the Binyan Tzion, who wanted to overturn the klal. But the fact is that this klal is pretty well accepted. And we can see Rav Avadi himself uses it.
What does he say about this? He quotes him out of work.
So we'll see in a second, yeah.
I mean, I guess, just similar to maybe them being irreverent, but similar to Mara and Mordechai, I mean, if the Beis Yosef is the Iker and the Shulchan Aruch is just like a Chazar safer, so then, like, when we say that the Beis Yosef lo chash, because it's obvious, you learn the sugi, you learn the Beis Yosef.
Correct. I think
so
that's correct.
It's not. I mean, maybe it's that everyone is making such too big of a deal out of these Kalei Psa.
That's one way to say it. That's one way to say it. I don't know if you have to say it that way. But meaning the point is, in general, when it really could go either way, then the Kalei Psa will tell you how it goes.
Fine.
The Kalei, right? But it's clear to me that a lot of Achronim were not comfortable with this pshat. That's right. That's like Gedola was madchik to give his pshat.
That
because he was called Rachim. I'll quote a couple of other things just to get the Chikrei Lev also discusses this. The Chikrei Lev is in Or Chaim Simon Nun Dalit, right? And he just says, listen, we have to pass on like the Beit Yosef says, right? But he also quotes, he says, just like the Bach and the Shari Knesset Gedola said. Now, he doesn't know exactly how to answer the question, but this was something that confused a lot of people. Right? It's actually a little more clear in the Petach Advir. The Petach Advir from Izmir. He also basically tries to spell this out. This is a Tshuva Sefer on Or HaChaim. Right? Yeah, they apparently, but I don't have the cut. Hang on, let me just. Hang on. We'll just find it here. He quotes the Mar Mordechai. Hang on, let's just try to find it. Here, towards the bottom of the right hand column, right? And the Yad, by the way, the Yad Malachi, also in Simon Yud Zayin in the Klal Pesach, also holds like this Bach. So everyone quotes it. He says in the towards the bottom of the right hand column, Deha Kol Iker, after a little dot, about 10 lines up. Deha Kol Iker Taima De Paskinin Ke Svara Hastamit De Lo Ke Yesh Omrim Hani Mili She Yesh Omrim Hu Ke Tafel Gabi Iker Im Ken Hecha De Svara Te Yesh Omrim Hem Rabim Hadin Noten Lefsot Kimotam. That's the Yad Malachi. Kelomar The lekach eino choshes maranzal shelo lechotva b'shem yeshomrim. The brir alei shelo yitu bezeh lefso kedin kedin haukestam. Kevon diyeshomrim have a rabim, right? It's so obvious to the Shulchan Aruch that nobody was going to make this mistake, right? But you know, but it doesn't matter why we came up with it. But the bottom line is that the poskim are into this. The Petach Dvir is into it. The Yad Malachi is into it. The Bach is into it. The Hechikri Lev is into it.
Why is everyone assuming that there's a klal that?
Oh, so I think you missed the last two chaburas. So that was that was what we spoke about.
Yeah, well, okay.
Right.
Even that we never slowed up the klal. Just the last one.
Well, what?
We
started with this idea of Stav Yesh. There has to, you're saying, why does there have to be a klal?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why did he write one? Why did Stav Yesh?
I don't know.
What?
That's not like.
What?
The group is that we don't know.
So.
You have no idea why he wrote this one, the Stav Yesh.
So,
right? Even the Bach and even my Mamarach, I don't know why he wrote this Stav Yesh.
It's clear that it's not the same across the board. So obviously, this group is. What does this
mean? Basically, what this does is it says this is a rule of thumb. It's a rule of thumb if you have. And we already have a bunch of exceptions to it, but this exception basically says, first learn the sugya, get your impression for what the halacha should be from the Beit Yosef and from your own understanding, and then then look in the Shulchan Aruch, and that'll serve. And if it's Stam V'yesh, so then you'll have a sense of what's going on. And 99 times out of 100, the Stam will be the halacha, but you have to also know that sometimes the Yesh Omrim will be the halacha. And Rav Avadi uses this to overturn this psak, like we said, by the Tipot Dam al Basara. He's machmer like the Yesh Omrim. And he says like this, the Stam Shehinu Mefurish. In the footnote, he says, it's not Muskim L'chul Alma, but, he says, but what I do have, right, everybody agrees, Kevan Sherov Poskim Ostrim, based on the Yad Malachi, quoting from the Bach. Of course, the Petach Advir, and everything is here in the footnote, right? And he uses other cases; it's a stronger argument. The famous psak about Geirus: if the Geirus is done, if the woman goes to mikveh not bifnei bezdin, and they just know about that she went to the mikveh, right? Or she's right. Or again, the details are not so important. The Shulchan Aruch quotes stand the Geirus is kosher. And the Riff and the Rambam hold it's not kosher. So there also we say that we know that this Yesh Omrim is the Riff and the Rambam, which are the Beis Amudei Hora. So therefore we're going to pass like the Yesh Omrim. There it's better because he wrote the Rabbim in the Shulchan Aruch, right? But the same will be true across the board. So same thing. It'll be the same thing. That's true, but the same halacha will the same thing. Nobody's mechalik in the chumra and kula, and so here we see Rav Avadi himself uses this klal, and if you look for it in the Abia Omer, you'll find it tucked away in the tshuva about minui deyanim, chelik in the Abia Omer chelik aleph yoredeh simen yud tet, right, ot tet, and there he's explaining. There he says about the tefila, right? But I didn't give you the Maramakum. It has a tshuva minui deyanim in a different chelik. I'll give that. Maybe I'll tell you that next time. But in Rabbi Adi's Tshuva Minu Dayanim, he says we have to be really careful to be Mimana Dayanim, who know, you know, Shas and Rishonim and Poskim backwards and forwards, because it's not easy to Paskin Halacha. What says Rai that it's not easy to Paskin Halacha? What it says here? That even Stam V'yeish, the big klal, sometimes doesn't apply. And only a Dayan Mumcha will be able, only an expert will be able to know that, because he knows the Sugi, knows the Rishonim, and he knows the Achronim, and he knows all the, you know, he knows all the Shitot. So therefore, he won't blindly rely on the Klav Stam V'yeishomer, but he'll be a big Talmid Chacham, and he'll be able to know when the Halacha should be like the Yeshomer, like Rav Adi himself did by the Ketam Al Basara. Yeah. So there he helped.
Goes through the dirty, the whole point. I was still past one of the Beis Yosef in many ways, was like Chazara, the thing that said, Hazar, you know, all of
right.
So to expect to create a God, you then expect to go and check them afterwards.
So it could be that all you need to do is read the Beit Yosef, but how do you know what's the Rabbim? How do you know how to weigh up the different Rishonim? How do you know who's the Gedolim? You still have to be an expert, which is why we still need rabbis. And we still need Talmid Chachamim to tell us how to paskin the halacha. But it's interesting; they could have the poskim, the Achron could have gone the other way. I mean, in the case of Hadacha Kamaita, the much celebrated case in Simon Samach Tes of Hadacha Kamaita, where the Beit Yosef says we only are makel to if you missed out the Hadacha Kamaita, you did the Melicha. We're only makel based on when there's Hefzen and Ruba. But then he's makel as a stam, and the Yeshomrim is the Chumrah, right? So there, the Prima Gadim says he was Chozer from the Beit Yosef to the Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know why nobody said that here. Maybe it's because it's so crystal clear that what he holds in the Beit Yosef, and he says Hachi Yaktinan and so on, and then he shows himself. So they felt like they couldn't give such a teretz. Either way, it's a good postscript to the discussion to note not that you can't follow this klal blindly. Although, interestingly, whenever somebody is applying this klal, they don't usually bother quoting the Bach. And therefore, being mechayev themselves to reanalyze the sugya, which is perhaps might be viewed as convenient, but nonetheless, it's very important to know. So that adds to our final complication in the sugya. Now, I want to come back to where we started with Tchivat Kaf, and I have a couple of extra packets for whoever didn't get at the first time, which we have on, and we're going to see that it's very straightforward. Whoever doesn't. We begin with the Pichadosh. Actually, I just need one of those. Right? So we can now that we have our table and we have everything that we need, we can come back to our sugya, and now everything is going to fall perfectly into place. Right? So, let's just chazer the facts, right? We're talking about the question of I'm tochev a kaf, back to Tarus, right? I'm tochev a kaf, which is balua from Isser, into balua from Isser, and I've tochev it into a tavshil shel heter, part way into the tavshil, right? So do I have to be mevatel the entire shear of the kaf, or only that which I stuck into the kaf, right? So we have again in Siman Tzadichet, the Shulchan Aruch says stam lekula yesh omrim lechumra, right? Same thing in Siman Tzadidal Sif Aleph, right? Stam lekula and yesh omrim lechumra, right? Let's just we can see it here in the pre chadash in the Shulchan Aruch. Atochev kaf chalev b'kedera shel basar. Oh, ifka b'sharim b'kol ma shenitchav mihen b'kedera. V'yesh mish omer shem akaf shel matechet b'sharim b'kula mishum techam miktad lecham kula. Stam v'yesh, right? Here it's even better because we have in Sif Zayin. In Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch tells you explicitly by the case of Sakin, if you cut a piece of hot meat with a treif knife, he tells you only have to be mevatel the part of the knife that touched the meat, which is like the stam, right? To be makel, not to say chamik tzad lecham kulo in this particular scenario. So, what would we say is the halach, right? So, for those who remember, the shach on the spot says that obviously the Shulchan Aruch was megale daito to paskin like the stam, and we know that that's the klal in general stam v'yeshomer. We pass it like the stam, finished. And Siv Zayin is just it's even clearer that we pass it like the stam. That's accepted by the pre-chadash we have here, right? And again, the stars they're in Sif Katan Gimel. אבל גם דרך חם מצד החם כולו, מכל מקום אינו מתפשט בבלי ובכולו, וכן דעת המחר בלי כלבן סיב זיין. Okay? So this is like the, I guess the, and the Prima Gadim here agrees to that also. This is, I guess, the more, I guess, earlier Achronim. Well, they're not saying this based on the Klali Hora per se. It's a Gilui in the Shulchan Aruch that this is what he holds. Right? Let's see, what do we have next? Right? Not exactly in order. Didn't copy the... The Knesset Gedola is a little unclear. He sounds like... The Knesset Gedola says, basically, it's mashma that we have to be machmer for the Yeshomrim, which works perfectly well with his Shita, right? He says, in Sif Aleph, it's mashma that you have to be chosh like the Yeshomrim. So he asks the Kasha. So then why did he, in Sif Zayin, why was he so sim like the Stam, right? So this is the Knesset Gedola Shitato, right? Everything falls into place. So he has to give a teretz, and we don't have it here in front of us, that he was, and this is, again, this is like the next step. Like, this is, if you're really into the Klalei Psak, you're going to say this. He was somech, in Siv Zayin, he was somech on what he wrote in Siv Aleph. In Siv Zayin, he gave only the Stam, the Kula. But in Siv Aleph, he told you already, right, that there's a Yesh Omrim L'chomer, you have to be Machmer, Yesh Omrim, you know, Lechat Chila, let's say, right? So he was somech on, and he even gives you, and he said this, but why couldn't he have written the Chumrah over there? So he gives you an internal reason why the Mechaber was afraid you might be more Machmer by a Sakin, right? He was afraid you might be more Machmer by a Sakin, the Pasuk like the Yesh Omrim L'gamrei, perhaps, right? Because the Svar of the Marashal, the Marashal, if you remember from the Pesach Chuvah, this is probably a long time ago, the Marashal is a Svar that by a knife you have to be more Machmer because you're cutting back and forth. You don't know exactly how far you cut. If you want Machmer by a knife, and the Beis Yosef wanted to avoid that conclusion, therefore he left out the Chumrah when he was talking about a knife, so that you know that it's just a Chumrah Lechatchila, and not more than that, right? The Knesset Gedola fits perfectly with exactly what I said. You could have predicted that he would have said something like that, right? The Shulchan Gavoa that we pointed out, we have in our table. What does Shulchan Gavoa hold? Shulchan Gavoa holds you have to be Choshev the Yeshomrim, right? So he says here in Simon Tzadi Dalit, right? He says in Sif Katan Dalit, Svar Rishona v'chule Shulchan Gavoa, Ken Pasuk Rav Zal Kaman Simon Tzadi Chet Sif Dalit. The Katan Tens Dikdol B'Simon Zeh Ba'Agod Beit Yosef, etc. Shikachi Svar Da Isaveter, etc. Right? So. And last line in Osif Katan Dal in the Shulchan Gavoa, Far Katanti B'Samuch Sheken Dad Rabenu Gam Ken Midasatam Ken B'Tchila. Sounds like he's passing like the Stam, the Kula. But we take a look in the Shulchan Gavoa later on. Simon Tzadi Dalet. And on Siv Zayin, he says Kav Dalet. Right. Towards the bottom left, four lines from the bottom left. Kashem, Mike Shnag Gabe Kaf, the Chash Leel, Sival, the Svarda Rabbeinu Peretz, the Bashan Bukulo, or Mike Shnag Gabe Sakin, the Lochash Klal, the Svarda Rabbeinu Peretz. So here we see he tips his hand, even though this is a great example of how it's so misleading. Say, the Stam is the Iker. He's told you, the Shulchan Gavoa told you in Sivkat Dal that he passed like the Stam. That just means the Iker is like the Stam. But the Shulchan Gavoa, we know from elsewhere, holds in general, and here we see it too. You have to be choshish for the Yesh Omrim. Right? Velo katav k'mor shekatav alavush man dematzuch kav shel lederet, etc. Hachinayim v'sakin. So what is his teretz? Ula yesh lomar b'dochak desvirli rabin d'chomer tashmish kav mitashmish shesakin. So the Shulchan Gavoa thinks that it's actually the halach is different for a sakin than a kav. Now this is against the Beit Yosef already, because the Beit Yosef told you that it's tully in the machloket with the Rabbeinu Peretz. So he's going against it. I guess the Beit Yosef was choser from that svar. Right, he wants to say basically it depends on how long you leave it in the pot. The kaf you leave a long time. It's very very balabatish. A number of times the Shulchan Gavoa is very balabatish in Yeridah. Very balabatish. He's very balabatish. He says if you leave the kaf, you leave the sakin there just for a second. So you don't have shara keneged. We're not machmir in that case for to be chamik tazu cham kula. The kaf you leave in there for longer. So therefore we are machmir lechatchila. For the svar of chamik tazu cham kula, and he finally he says elsewhere, he says he actually asks a kasha, right? Elsewhere, why are we not choshes? Why don't we say by a kedera? If I cook something halfway up the kedera, everyone agrees you have to be valid the entire kedera. So I asked Rav Shecht about this. He said, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe don't even valid the higher part of the kedera if the liquid didn't touch that area. Right? No, mashma shulchan aruch that you're mevatel the entire kedera. You have to be mevatel the entire kedera, right? So Shimon said, yeah, that's talking about when the tavshil went all the way up to the top. What?
Don't think so.
The what? That you don't have to. But the shulchan is like, we never saw anyone make such a chiluk. So he says, yeah, but that's because the kedera is sitting for a very long time. Then everybody agrees you have to be mevatel the whole thing, right? So you have three levels. If it's there for just a second, like a knife, you don't have to be mevatel the whole thing. If it's there for a very long time, you haven't even had the whole thing. If it's there like a calf, it's like a little bit of time, but not an instant and not a long time. So then that's the machlokes we've shown him. And then we say, like, lechat chila, we're machmir, and b'diyav hefzed, b'mokum hefzed, we're mekel.
So the spoon's like the in-between case?
Yeah. Very balabatish.
The whole chum is
balabatish. No, I got it back.
No, chum is bad. Chum is just complete.
Here.
No. Okay. Now, we should be able to predict already what is the zivchei tzedek the Ben Ishchai and the Kav HaChaim are all going to say. What are they all going to say? Unless there's a Hefzed Meruba, you have to be Machmer to be Vad Lo thing. And that's exactly what the Zivchei Tzedek says, and he invokes the Klal Hora. You can see it inside here. Right? Right? Yeah, take a look in the Zivchei Tzedek, just to get a sense.
Which
Zivchei Tzedek is Ot. Hang on. Yud Gibel.
When you said Balabatis, you meant like scientific.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean balabatish.
I mean, the whole sfar is balabatish.
Chamik tzadah chamkula?
Yeah.
Why?
No, it's a shaila. I understand. It's a shaila in din. Can the fact that it heats up transfer the blue or not transfer the blue?
So
what difference does it make how far you heat it up? It's very strange.
Yeah.
No. This whole halach will only apply if the spoon actually heated up. If the spoon didn't heat up, you felt that it was cold, the achronim say we don't apply chamik tzadah chamkula. Because I felt that it was cold.
A lot of sense.
All right. Okay. Maybe so. Fine.
So you,
okay. You like it, but anyway, nobody else said it, either before or after. Right. I don't even know if the Badi Shulchan quotes it. You know. Okay. So look in the Zivchei Tzedek in Ot Yud Gimel. Olinian Dina. Right? So we knew he was going to say this. The only wild card here is that in Siv Zayin he's Mekel. Right? So how does Zivchei Tzedek deal with that? And Lehit Akesh Velomar. See, going against the Klale Apsak is being Mit Akesh. Chalila, but it was good enough for the Shach and the Pre-Chadosh. They were just like, he was so simple in Siv Zayin. Okay. But he says, And Lehit Akesh Velomar. The Avogav the Maran Zal Katzav the Kansvar Zub Mikol Gom Halak Kaman Siv Zayin Satam Kansvar Rishon Leheter Velo Zachar Lesvar Achered Ze Eino the Kvar Maran Gila Dato Mikan Du Chashish Lesvar Achrona Vodare Maran LeKaman additional point on top of the Knesset Gedolos point Sim Tzadichet Ziv Gimel Avogav the Satam Kansvar Rishon Kol Gom Chazav Mikatav Yesh Misha Machmer again. In other words, you have to read it in order. In Tzadid Altiv Aleph he said Sam Yesh. In Siv Zayin he took away the Chumr, let's say. Right? Just like the stop. But then in Sadiqhad later on, he brought it back. Right? So obviously he's choshesh for that shita. Alright, the Maran Zal choshesh l'svar achrona. In Kein Elahatir, etc. Right? And the Ben Ishchai brings this down in Parshat Korach, Shana Bet, which is where all the Hilchot Taruvot are. So that's all pretty straightforward. Right? He brings it down in Sivkot and Vav, and the Kaf HaChaim also. Although again, we said the Kaf HaChaim himself held that the Shulchan Aruch was more makel than that. But he Kaf HaChaim usually follows Zivchei Tzedek the Ben Ishchai on these inyanim, and so therefore he goes with this psak. Where do we see it here? I think it's here. And in Sivkat and Ted Zion. Okay. Just to end off the halacha, so we have the halichas olam, revised sefer on the Ben Ishchai, and we know exactly what he's going to say, right? And this is a good way to illustrate. We didn't really go through any Ravadia's stuff on this in his material, but take a look in the halichas olam in Parshas Korach. That's a very interesting sefer. The Ravadia writes his version of what the halacha should be at the top, and then the commentary on the bottom, where he quotes the Ben Ishchai. I think, what's the name, Benny Lau, said that this is an effort not just to write a Purush on the Ben Ishchai, but to supplant the Ben Ishchai as the posuk, which is pretty clear he didn't publish it when he was younger because, you know, he felt he wasn't enough of a gavra, you know, but then later on he did publish it. Anyway, so he tells you, Kaf Cholevet, Bad Yoma shall matechet shetachavotah b'toch tavshel shel basar. Aval pi sheyesh omrim shebematechet omrim kevin shecham nitad lacham kulo tzarach shishim gam neged achelik shel hakaf shenichas lechalal lakadera v'lo rak neged ma shenitcham mamish b'toch tavshel mikol makom ein halacha ken ela halach kmo shesatam emaran b'shulchan aruch shel olam ein l'shar shishim ela keneged ma shenitcham b'hakaf b'toch tavshel v'lo yoter bein behefzed muat bein behefzed meruba. So as you said, when the Kaf HaChaim said we're mekel in hefzed muat, he meant but lechat chilu we're machmer. As you said, Rav Avadia reads that as, you know, hefzed muat means even lechat chilu. It's clear from lashon that's not the halacha. The halacha is lekula, unless he thinks every case is a hefzed. If this is a hefzed muat, but if you go through the Yabia Omer tshuva after tshuva, where he applies the klal of stam v'yesh, he's mekel lechat chilu legamre without any pikpukim. So it clearly holds Stam Legamri, despite the fact that he throws in Ben Hefzed Meruba, Hefzed Muad, that's just La'afuke from the Ben Ishchai. Because Ben Ishchai is only Mekel Hefzed Meruba. So he says we're even Mekel Hefzed Muad, but he would also be Mekel Lechatchila. I think that's very clear. And he gives you his whole Arichus in the note, which is his general presentation of Stam V'yesh Halacha Ki Stam Legamri. Okay. So the Chalal Kedera, so that already, there is a Chumrah quite like that in the Pesachei Tshuva. I think from the Plessy, that we're, because of the Hevel, because of the steam that comes up from the Tavshel, you have to be Mevatel the entire Kaf if it was a steamy Tavshel, right?
But only that which is in the Chalal, that which is Hevel.
Yeah, I guess above maybe it disperses, I'm not sure exactly, right? But the already...
Well, that's how he's going to the Chomer. He's going to the Chomer as only that which is in the Chalal.
Ah.
Simila Fuke from that which is your very...
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not sure why he says that. The chumrah would be even that which is not in the chalal akdera, for sure.
Oh.
For sure. Cham yiktzal cham kulo.
No, he's saying not.
I don't know what, because I think he's trying to include the placey. That some of Machmer's whole thing, some Machmer, even the chalal akdera, he wants to get rid of all of them. Yeah, I think the Ben Ishchai. That's very strange.
That would solve the problem in Tzadi Ches. In Tzadi Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that you need the entire Kedera, and then he says you only need.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not the Kipas Akaf. So the reason you need the whole Kedera is because of the Chalal Kedera, and the reason you need. And then you have to be a little more Machmer, probably, in the Kipas Akaf, meaning inside the.
And that's where the knife knocks. That's good.
I mean, that's an interesting pilpul, but nobody says it explicitly. The first time you have it is in this Ben Ishchai. What? You just said it. Good. It's not in print, so you'll print it. I didn't see that anywhere else. What they do talk about is the placey that says because of the steam from the pot, you have to mevatel the entire pot.
Where's the placey?
The placey according to Pesachei Tshuva over there.
In Tzadi Dalet.
And that already, the Sfaradi Achronim were madcha that. We're not choshesh for that. They give different reasons.
Good.
Malkam hinichu. Okay, we have a few minutes, so why don't we? What I've prepared here is a back basically to finish off Simchat Tzadichet with various harot, and they're kind of standalone, so we can look at them. We can look at them a little bit as we go. We have a few more minutes.
Contemporary halacha.
Okay. This is not contemporary halacha.
This is
old halacha. Right?
Question. Do we ever have cases where the Shulchan Aruch and the Akas Roko are similar?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's quite possible. Yeah. Okay. In the few minutes that we have, you can keep that if you want. So in the few minutes that we have, for the first hara that we have in Siman Sanhedrin, very important halacha lemaisa hara, and that is Tshuvas HaRadvaz, which is important linyan psak. The Tshuvas HaRadvaz, sometimes quoted as Chelik Dalet Siman Reish Tzadivav, or Elif Shin Samechet. The Radvaz is talking about some people who were machmir that they didn't rely on a certain shochet. They thought he was no good. He didn't know what was the problem. Yatza treifa mitachad yado, or for some other reason, right? So the question is, should people be machmir, who are machmir, not to eat from the shochet, should be they may machmir on the kalim also? So he basically says in the tshuva, alin chumr ba'atma shechmiru lo ra'iti ladabr, kevin shelo sha'al ta'aleh. So I'm not going to talk about the actual question, is the shochet good or not good, but he says, right? So he says you can eat from the kalim. Why? He gives a number of reasons, right? Rov mitzvin tzel shchita mumchin hein. How do you know this one was really treif, etc.? Stam kalim in bnei yoman, etc. But he throws in a very important line, right? Towards the middle of the first column, 10 lines from the bottom, v'tu. The rov hapamim yesh betavshel yoter mishishim mikadei pleita, right? Yesh betavshel yoter mishishim mikadei pleita. So this is now we're talking about the alchav mesharina and b'may denafak mine, right? So the question is, will the pot aser the tavshel? So we know from the Beit Yosef that there's a machlokas rishonim. Do we apply the rule of mesharina b'may denafak mine to all isurim or only to the case of kal? Right, the shittas arrive. It is there were only mishayer beomid yafeh of how much came out of the iser, right? But we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be mishayer bekulo bekola iser, right? So he says, afil ledaat hamachmir debeinin kedei levatel kola kli mishum deloy din and kama palat akli ledati critical line, right? As we go, we'll say yesh lasot kav. Lo hichmiru kule hai ela b'isturei vaday v'lo b'safik iser. The rule of misharina b'may denavik minei, according to the Radvaz, is only by an iser vaday and not by a safik iser. Right? Basically, he's saying that it's a din mach b'torah safik, and if I have another safik, it's a sveik sveika, I can be makel. Right? This is, now, of course, everybody goes ballistic about this. The Prima Gadim is very upset. I think I told you to take a look at it. If not, I didn't copy it here because you all have Prima Gadim. In the Mishmatos in Tzadi Dalet Aleph, in the long Mishmatos in Tzadi Dalet Aleph, he says, Ein lismoch al zeklal. There's nothing, you can't rely on this Radvaz ever at all, period. It's totally nidcha me'alacha. And it's tamua. And if you look in the Ziv Chay Tzedek, in Siv Katan Tet, he also says, Afil makafu shel suffik iser. Afil lachi tzach l'sharim bekol akaf. Lo mashin b'may denafik minei. Davka. Mishmato zavif sham de loke knesset gedolah, because the knesset gedolah quoted the Radvaz. V'chen gaz rav kisei Eliyahu, etc. We don't rely on this at all. If we look in the Erech HaShulchan, Erech HaShulchan I discovered is a very nice pilpul sefer. He really goes through all the Rishonim. We had a lot of Rishonim that you wouldn't have expected him to have. He was on the Chachmei Tunisia, I think. Right, and he's mefalpel in this inyan. We don't have time to go into it at length. Basically, he says it's totally in the question of whether this is a din mishum safik or a din mishum vaday. And at the end, he says on the left hand side, he makes a pshar based on his own lomdus that he says aval dad maran bet Yosef gabe shuman mutach mikli chametz. Right, he really brings Rashi from everywhere. He's very different than the other svarim, right? Near the gam besavik isrim shan bikolikli. Far Rav Knesset Gadol b'shuvus and gam dacha divrei marash gaon etc. Chen near ikar afilu besavik isrim dika mandamer de aser aval beisr derabanan yesh lakel bikli shechosher lechshera. Right. So you have to read the whole thing to see why he thinks. But
you have the ravid also.
You have the ravid bikli shechosher lechshera. Great. So he basically put a whole bunch of things together, and this is what he thinks in certain cases to rely on it. The reason why I bring this up and we don't just ignore it is because the Kavachayim seems to rely on it. Kav HaChaim usually goes with the Zivchei Tzedek. Right? Ben Shachai doesn't talk about this even. But the Kav HaChaim usually goes, but if you look in Siv Kadin Yud Aleph and Siv Tzadi Dalet, he says, according to the Radvaz, Knesset Gedola, Misha, the Prima Gadim is Cholik, Zivchei Tzedek is Cholik, right? Aval, he says, right, Erech HaShulchan, right? He quotes Erech HaShulchan, Sham, right? Isra Darabani, yes, like Beklisha Chosech Shero. Vayin Sham Shekatav, Sheken Hiskim Gur. Hashem Raj Shekatav, Degam Isra Darabani, Dumi Dekal, Vesharinu Bekulo. Efra, Devehef, Sed Murubi, Yesh Lo Hakel. This is the Kav HaChaim, right? So he says, Efra, Devehef, Sed Murubi, you could be Mekel, at least by Isra Darabani, to be Mitzar of this. And we...
Like the Erech HaShulchan.
The Erech HaShulchan. You have to say it's a suffix isur derabanan. I mean, all the posts go, what do you mean suffix isur derabanan? Suffix isur derabanan is mutter, right? Right? And isur derabanan. Stam it. Right, isur derabanan, right? He said any isur derabanan. Right? Isur derabanan, the klisha chozer and the chsheir in general, right? You can be mishabai dog, you say, behef said ruba, the Kav HaChaim is willing to say that on the 10 middle kli. On Isra Darabanan, you can be Mishar b'may denafak mineh, and the Radvaz said you're almost never going to have it. So you know the Isra. So this is a potential shikul, and I didn't photocopy here, but in the Yabia Omer in Chelik Aleph Yerdeh Simon Gimel Os Yud Aleph, that's Chelik Aleph Yerdeh Simon Gimel Os Yud Aleph, he doesn't discuss this, but he also brings that we can be Mitzar of the Ravid as a Snif Lahakil in certain instances. So this is the har that we wanted to make, that at least in certain cases, this svara of being mishara be'omed yafa be'omed yafa mineh, not mishara be'kol kli, is a svara that we might rely on in certain cases. All right, just go.